LNB's audio diary for the 8th of June, 2024. It is a Saturday, and it's just about 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm racing the clock to get to the dump before it closes. That's right. It's just another dump run episode. Yeah. Another fan favorite. Let's see. Tomorrow, we are leaving on vacation. We're going to Sedona, Arizona. We've gone there before. Meeting my in-laws. Mrs. Bronx's parents. Haven't seen them in a while. So that'll be nice. I like them a lot. We get along really well. It's about a 3-hour drive, so it's not a big deal for us, really. Sorry about the wind. Just prepping, and we have to put our doggy to a friend of Mrs. Bronx from the job, and she'll stay with them. They have other dogs that are nice. We've met them before. The dogs, that is. Of course, we've met the people. Hoping that'll go okay. And the cat is fine. We put out enough food and water for the entire week. We've done it before, and he's just fine. Just fine. In fact, he kind of likes it alone, I think. Although he's pretty sociable as cats go, so I don't know. Yeah, so we'll be gone for a week. I'll try to do audio diary while I'm out there, one or two. Why not? Tell you what I see and what I think about what I see. It'll be interesting. Should be fun. I don't know. I'm hoping for fun. I'm hoping for it. I've been pretty stressed. It's been a rough year. We're halfway through the year now. Halfway through the year. The novel didn't progress anywhere near what I had originally planned due to the many intercessions of the outside world. And I've gone over all that, so I won't go over it again. But as it stands right now, I think we're okay. Is that off? Yeah. I think we're doing all right. I mean, I'm not going to finish the book on schedule or the schedule that I had set up for myself. I mean, that's a given. But I'm still progressing. I'm still working on it. This past week has been more or less given over to the game. And I know people who are fans of the books but not of the game don't care about that. But as I've said before, one does inform the other and vice versa. So it's not a bad thing to be focused on the game. It does help the books and the stories. It does help. It does help me understand aspects of this universe. While some things may or may not make an appearance from one to the other, I'll at least, the underlying texture of the politics of life on these, you know, space stations or other places, all of that gets transferred over. You know, the innate knowledge of what it would be like to be in these places and these situations. I know that sounds pretty vague, but trust me, it really does make a big difference. So, there is that. And speaking of the game, we have a game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a busy summer for everybody, and I'm really grateful that they're able to find the time. If, for some reason, there's another delay, you know, like a last minute or something, then I think it'd probably be best to put the game on hold until, like, maybe, you know, October or something, September, October, when, you know, the summertime, three of us are undergoing summer. One of them is in the southern hemisphere, so it's it's actually winter there, but you know, less hectic schedules might be able to be brought along. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's just a game. It's not a big deal. So anyway, yeah, I'll be looking to do that, and you know, I'm looking forward to the game. I really am. I've been prepping for a while, so that should be good. All right, I'm here. Hold on. Okay, that was the dump. Hi. So, yeah, that's really about all that's going on. Had another bee incursion last week, and it was frankly really, really stressful, more so than in the past, for no real good reason, right? Just because of the way the house is set up, we do get them from time to time. And there's probably stuff we could do about it, but if you hire someone to come out and take care of that problem, and it does generally, out here, it does generally mean killing them. If it's an area that they can get to them, and you know, and you're talking to the right service, they can move the colony someplace else. But otherwise, if they get inside under the floor or in the walls or something, they gotta go, right? So, if you call them, it's $200 for them to come out, and they won't be coming out right away, right? It's gotta be in their schedule. And in the meantime, you know, you might have bees inside the house, which happens. You know, that's how I noticed it this time. The cat started chasing some bees that got in. So that, you know, that can't sustain. We can't have that, right? So I bought myself some couple cans of wasp and hornet killer, which sprays at a great distance. And I went at it, and it took a couple days, and I even had to crawl under the house to spray where I couldn't see the hive, but I could see where they were coming and going to go in and out of the hive, and I sprayed there, and eventually it looks like I got them all. And you know, that's a hell of a lot cheaper, hell of a lot cheaper. And you know, you can't keep dropping a couple hundred dollars arbitrarily for things that I can do myself. So that went. I didn't like doing that. I don't like having to do stuff like that, right? Having to kill a colony of bees or a hive of bees. I don't like that, right? It doesn't make me feel good about the situation or about myself, but I can't have them in the house. I just can't have it, you know? So it had to happen, and it's done. And I did it, so. And I saved several hundred dollars we could ill afford to spend. Speaking of several hundred dollars, if you listen closely, you don't hear that click, click, click from the heater. Maybe you didn't before, but heater / air conditioner. I got that fixed, but it cost almost exactly $500 to get that fixed. But summer's here in Arizona, and we have to have that AC working, and now it is, and it works just fine. Works just fine. That wasn't a great experience at all, but dropping that kind of money. But the part on its own, and it's a vertical fan, or like a vertical blower thing, the part on its own cost $350, and then it was just the rest was just labor, and that was something we could ill afford, but again, couldn't do without. Can't not have it. So, got a big crack in the windshield I got to fix, but that, they priced it out for me. It's almost $1,000. Almost exactly $1,000 to get this fixed. And that's because there's a sensor unit built into the windshield. It's like attached to the windshield. So all of that has to get torn down and peeled off and then reset and, you know, all of that crap. And it's just money, 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 money. Throwing so much money at problems of things falling or breaking or getting damaged this year. That's what this year's been all about. And we can't take much more of this, frankly. Oy. But still here, still kicking. And tomorrow we drive And it's good to have good AC if we're going to be traveling across the across the state anyway. Just a couple hundred miles, I think. 200, 250, something like that. So, that's that. And I guess that's all I got going on. So, I guess that's it for today because I am home.